Ladies and gentlemen, our dear friend Mike Plourde has been on the show a couple of times here with the law enforcement torch run and polar plunge. And yes, for the record, Mr. Plourde, you went in as well.
I also went in, yeah. It was my seventh time.
Was that not the most psychotic day of record? I mean, that has got to be one of the colder polar plunges you guys have ever pulled off.
It was absolutely the coldest. It was, you know, as you guys know, it was very cold out of the ice. The wind was blowing. What do you want to say, about 20 miles an hour?
Uh-huh.
Or so, and then uh-huh. It was snowing, and I love the pictures you guys got of the snow swirling around you when you were getting ready to jump.
Well, we and you and several others went in, and we wanted to get you on the phone here, Mike, because numbers may have been down as far as plungers were concerned, but the numbers as far as the financials were actually very, very encouraging. How much did we get about?
I think right around now about $6,100, but like you guys said earlier in the show, people are still donating and can continue to donate right through the spring. And so, you know, it's hard to say exactly how much we're going to get in the end, but definitely a huge success.
We got it in the end, all right.
We did that. But, you know, the funny thing about it is that with this particular event, I mean, we got people that came from all over the place to do this because it's really, I'm not saying it's the only one, is it? But it's certainly one of a few here in the Upper Peninsula, right?
The only one in the UP, but okay. I think there's about 12 of them throughout the state. And here's another interesting thing about that. Several of the people that were there with us on Saturday have been in other plunges already this year. I don't know why you want to do that more than once, but some people do that more than once, and they're heroes. I mean, they really are.
Yeah, there's a remarkable, very loyal group that does this, and the sad part is they actually walk among us.
You know, the funny thing is, though, I'll bet they may have done it in other places, but nothing shapes up to quite the way Saturday was. I mean, it put the polar in polar plunge on Saturday, wouldn't you say?
That's a great statement. I really love that. It put the polar in polar plunge. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
it was cold.
Well, I'll tell you, I mentioned the whole mint julep thing. Your costume as Colonel Sanders was a winner. I'll tell you that.
It seemed to fit me, didn't it?
Yeah, actually, in an odd, sick sort of way, it did. But it was all for a great cause, and I asked this question when we were wrapping up over to Pasquale's. That ice they cut out, Mike, was what, 33 inches thick?
Yeah. It took them 4 hours to make a 12-foot by 12-foot hole, and I was talking to one of the ice cutters, and he said one of the chunks weighed over 1,200 pounds.
Yeah,
they had to pull those ice chunks out with a four wheeler.
Oh, yeah, geez. Crazy, man, and that the winds, the 30-mile-an-hour winds out of the north, really gave it a special charm. Yeah. So you know.
Oh, and for the record, Mike, I did not lose my wedding ring.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah,
were concerned about that.
I had taken it off at home, apparently, and didn't remember doing that. So that was my number one thing I got out of the hole. I'm like, wait a minute, where's my wedding ring?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, Mark, after he came out of the water, I'm surprised you remembered anything.
That's true.
Mentioned before, and I want to thank you for setting this up and thank the Negaunee School District for allowing us the showers at Lakeview Gym, because if we hadn't had that, we'd be dead now.
Yeah, it was the warmth of that water is the contrast is incredible. But I also want to thank Heidi Swajanen, Nicole Dahl, and Jen Naback, among a whole bunch of other people. Of course, Pasquale's, like you said, Great Lakes Radio, of course, has been really, really good to us over the years, and you know, just everybody that puts all this together. Mama Russo's was another one.
Yep.
Great Lakes Radio partners with Mama Russo's with the events that you guys put on also, and so it was. It really was. A good event.
Have you taken a look at the video yet, Mike?
No, not yet, but I did get on broadcasteverywhere.com last night and saw a few things already.
Go to our blog. It's markandwalt.com, and Walt's got a link to the video there. So,
and I'll be putting up a photo gallery a little bit later this morning too, and also broadcast this interview or post this interview on there with you as well, Mike. But the idea is that people can still give. That the website allows them to do that actually over the next several months.
Yes. That's right, and it's so important. I mean, we had a lot of fun with the plunge, but as you guys have done a great job of emphasizing, it's for the athletes. It helps them in so many ways to live, you know, a much better life for themselves and all that, and that's what the whole point is. And so, you know, the more donations that we can get, the better off they are. And that's that, again, that's what the real point is. We like to have fun with it, and you guys did a great job. Skipper and Gilligan, I thought was a great idea.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I can't tell you it was fun.
It was eye-opening, though.
But it was definitely worth it, and book us for next year. I know we're probably going in again, my friend, but thanks again for all that you've done. And so 6,100 and counting, a very, very good, very cold weekend, my friend. And we will hear from you tomorrow with the Hematite girls.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too. And all week long, actually, the boys, Hematite boys, on Wednesday as well.
All righty, my friend. Be good, and when you warm up, let me know.
Thank you guys so much for your participation. You guys are fabulous.
Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Take care.
All righty. Mike Plur joining us again. The Polar Plunge is done for another year, and then some.